47 episodes ago, when podcasts mattered, a group of men in Nashville decided to talk into a microphone. Years later, they have seen many things. They bombed at PodCamp. They sold maybe 4 CDs. And now, they have 4 episodes to go. Now hit that theme music.
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Manti Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never runny. It's the Manti Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 From the Radio Shack stock room on Bell Road, people. The Mangy Dog Radio Hour, whoop-de-doo, with your host, Jesse Perry, everybody!
Thank you so much, and welcome to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour, whoop-de-doo,
whoop-de-doo,
episode 47, 4 more,
whoop,
to go. Very exciting.
Yes.
Only one counting down, the people in this room right now. That would be me, the host, Jesse Perry, and
Yay.
Of course, the Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
Yes, thank you for having me, Jesse, on episode 47. It's good to be here.
Mark, I've had you on every episode because you're pretty much the co-host.
Yes, thank you, sir.
You just have a funny title.
The Fungineer.
So I do it separately.
Okay.
But please understand that you are a key contributor.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Most episodes, the only contributor.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for not diminishing me.
And I never will.
Is that a real word? Diminish?
That's a word. That's a word. Sorry, I got a threatening text message from Miss Beth Donahue Weedman.
Oh, yes.
She just threatened to kill me.
Because we crank called her earlier, and we can't play the crank call.
That's right.
Because we got too personal.
Nope. I think the call was too long. That's just me.
I think the problem with the call is it was too funny.
Wow.
Well, I can say that because no one's ever going to hear it.
That's true. It was the greatest crank call you've ever made.
Amen.
Now, we have more crank calls coming up.
Absolutely.
In fact, since we haven't played any so far, yeah. We'll have one.
At least. Yay, crank call, crank call, call, crank call, crank crank call.
We're doing a great job.
Everybody loves us.
Doing a great job. Hard to believe we're winding down. It's been an amazing...
a good run.
Experience. Now, well, later on, our good buddies Brad Edwards and Sean Parrott will be here.
We hope. Yeah.
We do hope. We do hope.
Lord willing.
So we can all kind of enjoy these last few episodes together. It's been fun.
Yeah. Good run.
I've enjoyed it. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of questions from people associated with the show.
Really?
What's going to happen
okay.
to our glorious cavalcade of beloved characters?
Hmm. Never thought about that.
We got like one, like half.
We got 3.
Sure.
Yeah, 4.
Well, we're pleased to announce that we have talked with them. We've talked to their agents, and they've given us permission.
Oh.
We thank them for that. We don't want to jinx their project. But they did one of our good friends
yes.
has already been signed to a great deal.
Oh.
And we are going to get to play as pilot right now. So let's do it only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
And now it's time for deep sea fishing with your host, Walter Cornish.
Hello, I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen. Welcome to my fishing show entitled, Hello, I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser, star of the stage and screen, and all-around good fisherman. It's a long title, but it's a short show. As you can notice from looking at me on your television, I am sitting in a boat with a cooler full of Millers and a fishing pole and more bobbers than I could ever use in my life. But I don't care, because I'm here with my best friend in the world. Hello, best friend.
Hey there, partner. Hey, everybody. Sam Elliott here. Alcoholic fisherman, friend of Walter Cornish. Paid celebrity product endorser, star of stage screen. Him, not me.
Sam, you're a star in your own right. Don't sell yourself short. Saw you in Roadhouse.
You're too kind. You know, it's been a while since we worked together. This is the first time we've been together in front of a camera since you played Randy, the male prostitute, in the deleted scene of Tombstone. And, I know that scene freaked the producers out, but it was a pleasure to film.
I sold out in that scene. I did everything I could. And once again, the damn Republicans, Caucasians that run Hollywood, forced it out of the movie. But did I tell you this, Sam? I was almost in Roadhouse.
No fooling.
I was going to be that Jeff Healey guy.
But
they said I wasn't blind enough. So I gouged out one of my eyes. They said, can you do both, Walter? I said, no. I need the one good eye.
Understandable.
I said, you're out.
See, I was originally auditioning for that, but my lap was too small for my guitar. So I ended up playing the bouncer instead.
Well, enough cocky pop.
That's
around
right
here.
Pass a brew and let's hunt some sharks.
That's right here. What kind of bait are you using today, Sammy?
I'm using a little bit of veal parmesan.
All right.
And this other thing, got a worm.
A worm is a good bait to use in this type of deep sea atmosphere we're in.
Got it. Put it in my speeders. Let it soak up my musk.
That's right.
Then I put it on the hook, threw it in there. Dead shark rose up. And that's what we're eating right now.
This is the most delicious shark I've ever had. Goes great with Löwenbräu.
Darn tootin'. Hand me one of them kraut beers, would you?
Yeah, here you go, friend. Yes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. I was out here this morning before you came out and casting off the dock.
Yep.
I was using some of grandmother's fingernails as bait. And I believe I caught electric eel.
Oh.
Either that or it was Joan Rivers. I'm not sure.
Ah, man. Dang it, I was going to pack a snare drum to play rim shots.
No need, no need. People just will get our punchlines on this fishing show.
Great to be here on the Superstation. Well, I'm going to get back to playing a little fishing game I call fishing. Why don't you crank up a little deep sea fishing music and let's head on out of here.
I'll tell you what, I'll do you one better. I'll crank it up. And would you do me a favor, Sam?
Darn tootin'.
Would you sing with me?
Yep. I like it.
Yes. It's a good fishing song.
It's a good horse riding song, too.
Giddy up, beating women.
Yeah. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Giddy up. Yeah.
Ride, Sam.
Yep.
I think we're about to go into what they call the verse.
I hear you.
Okay.
So, this is the end. I saw you again.
Today. Yeah, today.
Had to turn my heart away.
Smile like the sun.
Kisses for real.
And tails. It
never fails, partner.
That's right.
You're lying so low in the weeds. I bet you're gonna ambush me. You're let me down
on my knees.
Now won't you, Barracuda? Oh, yep.
Yes, that's right, Sam. Barracuda. Look, over time, we were all trying.
Not yet, brother.
You don't dictate to me. Oh.
Back over time, we were all
trying for free.
For free.
Yes. You met the... The porpoise?
Me.
That's a dolphin or something, right?
Oh.
No right, no wrong.
Whisper game. I tell you some dumb lyrics. Heart.
Yeah, this is the stupidest song ever.
You better make up something quick.
I will.
You're gonna burn, 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 burn to the wick.
Wicks.
Now go there, Barracuda.
Barracuda.
Let me tell you something. If you like bear cooters, come on down to Sam Elliott Porno Emporium. We got them bare. We got them shaved. We got a landing strip. This one chick saved some crosses in there. Made me uncomfortable. Either way, come on down to Sam Elliott Porno Emporium. Sorry to take over your show there, Walter.
You're doing great. Thank you for being a guest on my show, Sam.
My pleasure, partner.
And for more information on Sam Elliott and how you too can get a barracuda in your kitchen, check your local grocer's freezer today.
Who am I speaking to?
Speaking to Maurice.
Oh, hey, Maurice. This is Steve Gerdes.
Uh-huh.
I believe your car's ready.
What'd you say, sir?
Maurice, I believe your car's ready from Gerdes Auto Shop.
Guess what?
I believe your car's ready. Maurice, I think your car's ready.
Blockbuster Ready, I know. Speaking, how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Steve Gerdes from Gerdes Auto Shop.
Uh-huh.
I believe your car's ready.
Thank you.
Is this the Blockbuster on East Caesars, Chavez Avenue?
Let me ask. Okay. Do you have a car at an auto shop? Do you have a car at an auto shop? No? No, I think you have the wrong number.
They dropped it off with a copy of Mein Kampf in the back, and it said 3431 East Caesars, Chavez Avenue.
Oh, yeah, that belongs to... It's a movie, right?
Yeah, it's Mein Kampf.
Yeah,
it's a German movie. They left it in the back, and I assume they worked there, and we did a oil change and a balance and a rotate.
Oh, no, they don't work here.
So, should I drop this video back, or can you see who it's checked out to?
They didn't leave a number?
No, it's just in the back of the car.
Oh, yeah, I can't give out numbers over the phone.
No, I can tell you the name of the movie. Do you look it up to Mein Kampf?
I don't think we rent that at all.
It's just a cute German story about a boy who grows up and becomes a dictator.
Yeah, but I don't think we rent that.
Oh, it's for purchase only?
No, we don't carry it at all. Mein Kampf? No.
No Mein Kampf? It's
Mm-mm.
a German film?
Mm-mm.
Probably in the classics or family.
I doubt it.
Oh, no.
No, we don't carry it.
Well, I guess I'm just going to drive this car into a brick wall now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I feel like theme music should be hit.
Hit that theme music!
Steve Gerdes. Thank you so much, Steve.
You're welcome, Jesse. Jesse, I'm just getting a pitch from my manager. I believe your car's ready.
It's so much more exciting when you see it live, face to face.
Your car's totally done?
If you were only here.
Hey, what's that voice?
Let me ask you, did you bring it in with three wheels, Jesse? Because that's how we have it ready. It's got three wheels on it now. I heard a voice too, Jesse. It's coming from the trunk of your car.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Oh.
No extra charge, Jesse.
With us now is the talent Sean Parrott.
Hey. Yay.
Hi,
hey,
everyone.
Hey, now.
Hey, everybody out there in radio land.
Now, there was a snafu.
Yes, sorry.
I'm sorry, guys.
Brad Edwards was going to be here.
He's a little angry.
He's here in spirit, though.
Communication
no, he's
snafu.
Not. He's mad.
Yeah.
Communication snafu.
Evil spirit.
But don't worry, Brad will be in future episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Once the transpo works out. After this, we got three more.
Three more to go.
47 right now.
Yeah. 47 right
47
now.
Right
48.
Now.
48.
49. Coming up next. Mark is going to say what I say. So now, here's something from Sean. On the Make It Dog Radio Hour, whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Man, I'm just,
What's going on with you?
Nothing, man.
Cool.
What's up? Let's do something, man.
I got a great idea.
What?
What if we play some games, man? We could have some fun. Some chips or...
Okay. Nah, I don't want to play games, man.
Okay, what if we just watch some TV? Oh, there's a lot of good stuff on. We got on demand. We can do whatever.
No, wait. I know what to do. Let's go to the old Anunsen place. Yeah.
No, that's scary.
Up on Anunsen Hill.
No, that's scary. It's haunted.
Wait a minute. Sean Parrott, are you telling me that you're chicken?
No, I am not. Fine. If you want to do it, let's do it. Let's go ahead and walk over there. Let's take a walk.
Let's
have a little walk. I'm not even worried. I'm not even the slightest bit worried. Oh, my God, dude. There it is.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That place looks haunted to me.
Yeah.
That's like when I picture a haunted house. That's what it looks like.
I mean, it's got the window.
Spooky. Let's go up. Let's go.
Okay, let's just have a nice, let's just walk outside.
Open the door, man. Let's open the door.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, you do it.
Okay. We're both going to have to do
it. All right. On three. All right, ready? One, two, three. Oh, you didn't do it.
Okay, here we go.
Seriously, for real.
Okay.
For real.
Okay.
Yeah, for real.
One, two and a half, three.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Brr.
It's chilly in here.
Let's step inside.
Let's do it.
Okay. Whoa, look at this
creaky
place.
Floors. This is weird. There's cobwebs.
What? Oh, what was that? Oh no. The door just shut behind us.
Oh
man. I don't know about that.
I'm getting nervous.
How about this? Instead of trying to open this door,
okay,
let's try and find a different exit farther. Let's go through the house.
Okay, wait, I got a great idea.
What?
Let's go upstairs.
There's probably a roof exit.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's just go up there.
Let's just go upstairs.
Well, these steps are kind of...
Yeah, they're a little... Whoa, I feel a little nervous. Can I be honest with you? I feel a little nervous.
Wait, did you hear that?
I thought I heard something.
What is that?
Is that floating? What is that?
I see something.
I think that's a...
Oh, my God. It's a ghost. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
It's got a knife,
Brad. Oh, my God. No. Boom.
Boom.
Ah! Boom. Ah! Boom.
Ah! Ah! Oh, my goodness. Brad, are you okay?
Ouch. I've been stabbed with a knife by a ghost.
By a ghost? We got a ghost.
Let's get out of here.
We should go to the... You want to go downstairs or something?
That's probably better. Let's just walk down this hallway. Let's go downstairs. Wait a minute. What is that? What is that?
What do you mean?
What do you see that?
I think I see something.
What is that? Looks like a vampire.
Really scary vampires.
He's coming right at you, Sean. He's holding a machete. Sean, look out! Here he comes!
Oh my God.
Let me quit and you left. Are you okay?
Oh my God, I'm bleeding a lot.
Well, you got hit with a machete a lot.
Yeah.
Man, that's...
Oh my God.
This is not a place we should be. Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. Wait, there's a hallway.
Let's go down the hallway.
Let's go down this hallway. This looks fine.
Oh my God.
This looks fine.
There's probably nothing in this hallway.
Wait, dude.
Wait, what? What?
I think that's a werewolf, dude.
What?
I see a werewolf. Maybe if we're just totally still, he's got a chainsaw!
No!
Let's get out of here. Let's just keep going.
Wait a minute. Wait, Sean, stop. There's something in front of you. It's an alien.
No.
He's holding a shark. Look out.
No.
Look, he's going to go.
No,
Sean.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let's go into the library here and hide.
Yeah. Let's just. Oh, my God.
Let's just.
Whoa.
What? What is it? What do you see?
There's a mummy on a computer.
Oh, no.
Let me just sneak up and see what he's doing.
Okay.
Brad.
What?
Brad.
What?
He's, He's on your Match.com account.
What?
He's getting you a date with a fat girl. No! Ah! 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 Ah!
Shoulders up, she doesn't look so bad.
No, she looks
but
hot.
In real life, yeah.
Really bad. Let's get out of this library. This is horrifying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Let's go in this different room.
Yeah.
There's some sofas in here.
This is a metal room.
This room is weird. It's like, wait, what is... I see... I'm not really good at seeing things at first.
Bleep, blop, bleep, blop.
Oh, my God, it's a robot.
Bleep, blop, bleep, blop.
I don't like
robots. Oh, no, he's gonna... Oh no, he's gonna make fun Bleep of you, blah. Sean. Look out, he's making
you
fun of
you. Are stupid. Bleep blop. You are ugly. Bleep blop, bleep blop. You are overweight. Bleep blop, bleep blop. Your breath smells bad. Bleep blop. Bleep blop. Your mom is ugly as well as you. Bleep blop.
That's unfounded. You don't even know. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, Brad.
You don't even know what you're talking
it's about. It's so awful, Brad.
Oh, God. Let's get out of this room, too.
Let's just run.
Look, I think I see the back door. Let's get... Oh,
let's just get out of the back door.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait.
My God. Is that Frankenstein?
Oh, my God. What is he?
Frankenstein.
What
he's
is
got
he?
A...
He's got a bowl, and he's putting it inside of a cardboard box with a hole punched in it.
Oh, my God.
He cut a hole in this cardboard box.
No, I don't want to put my hand in there, Frankenstein.
All right, I'll reach in. Oh, my God. It's brains. I think it's brains.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. No, it's noodles.
Oh, God.
It was just noodles.
No, he wants me to put my hand in here.
Okay.
Really good.
Wait a minute.
Oh, God. It feels like eyeballs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, eyeballs.
It's probably eyeballs.
It's grapes.
It's grapes.
It's grapes.
Oh, my God. Let's
get
out of here. Oh, God. Let's get out of here. That was so pretty.
Oh, my God. Let's open the back door.
Okay,
just run
now let's
out.
Go. Wait. Careful, okay. There's a pool.
Oh, God.
There's a pool
whoa,
in the backyard.
I almost fell in that pool.
Look at... Oh, wait, Sean. I'm starting to see something again.
Wait, what do you see?
I think it's a creature from the back lagoon.
Oh, my God. It's coming right...
Oh, my
wait,
God.
Wait, I see something. It's holding a smaller creature with a black
oh,
lagoon.
Oh, no, and I think the smaller creature in the back lagoon is a zombie, too.
What? Oh,
Sean, it's the girl. It's, she's coming.
No, she's fat.
No,
hey, yo. Hey, yo.
I remember.
Hey.
No. She's having sex with me. I got to touch her.
I got it.
Ow.
It's Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
And he's wearing Jason's mask
with
pinhead pins in
this
it.
This is weird.
And he's got Freddy Krueger's claw, and he's with the guy from Saw, part one and two.
Oh,
not
Jigsaw.
Three.
Yeah.
Yes. The,
I remember.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's horrible.
Is that the... Hey, look, there's what? The thing. There's the thing.
From the Addams Family? Or
no,
from
the thing.
Oh, from the Fantastic Four.
No. Remember the movie The Thing with Kurt Russell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was good.
Oh,
did
man.
You see the
remember
director's
that part?
Cut?
Remember that
with
part
the dog?
Oh,
there's a cyclops and a witch. Let's get out of here. Let's get out.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, we made it.
Whew.
I think we made it, buddy.
Ow.
Oh. Wow, we should be dead for sure.
Ouch.
After
ouch.
The...
Hey, I don't know if you heard. Ouch.
Oh, my God.
I got bit by that...
Yeah,
think
that
I got
was a
that,
zombie.
I think
yeah.
it bit me, and I think I'm turning into a zombie. What? Some reason I have a laser gun.
No.
I just have to shoot
Brad,
you.
Brad,
I don't
no,
want to.
Brad, don't do
I,
it.
I don't...
Brad,
I,
Brad, please.
The guilt. I feel so bad about shooting my friend. I'm going to shoot myself with this laser. Right in the leg. Ouch. Ow. Oh, wait. Oh, I'll shoot myself in the stomach instead. That'll probably... Oh! Oh! Oh, it hurt. But I'm not dead. Wait. I've got to shoot myself in the brain. Hold on. Ah! Just a glancing blow. It really hurt, but it didn't quite. Okay, right in the head, right in the bread pan. Okay. Ah!
Thank you.
Wow.
Whoa.
Bravo, sir.
Bravo.
That was a playlet. I can't believe you and Brad were arguing because Brad had more time on the air this week than I did.
That's true. That's true.
But that was fantastic. It was exciting. It was riveting. And it was depressing as hell.
Yay. Everybody dies.
Now, we are in the overtime stretch.
Beep, beep, oh, man. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep. So we're getting paid extra.
Yay.
OT.
And we're going to wrap our shit up here.
What?
With another example of one of the great spinoffs that will be happening once this show is off the air. Before we do, do we want to go around the room and say where we were? Or where we're going to be?
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll start with the Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
I guess I'll be at the Joe Southern's Roast next week, wherever that is.
Wait. August 26th at Jesse Zane's.
I will be there, and I'll be at Zadie's on August 26th as well. If you need tickets.
See this guy.
See this. Don't leave till you see me.
Absolutely. I will also be at Zadie's August 26th.
Yeah!
So ignore Sean and get tickets from me.
Yay.
I have way fewer friends than he does, I think.
Absolutely.
So help me out first. And also, I will be in Cookeville, Tennessee, September 5th.
Yay. What's that?
As part of some big brouhaha bullshit.
Oh, okay.
And
looking forward to it.
And next week, August 27th to the 30th, I'll be at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I know we have a huge fan base there.
Yes. Chattanooga loves Chattown.
Noogaville.
For the Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson. For the talent, Mr. Sean Parrott. For the gregarious Brad Edwards.
Uh-huh.
I am your host, Jesse Perry. We're going to wrap up with this delightful spinoff, and we will see you for the third to last episode of the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
My name is Frank. I cut your hair. Sit right down. Don't be scared. I the Barbazology. Oh, yeah, that's me. The Barbazologist Lee. $44, please.
Tonight's episode, Talking Turkey.
Hello, is anybody here?
Oh, here I am, here I am. Here
oh,
I am.
Hi, here are I am. You the barber?
Oh, no, I'm the Barbazologist.
Barbazologist.
Oh, all right.
Okay, I cut your hair, and I tell you your future.
Oh, great. Could I also have a shave?
No. You no need.
Okay, sorry.
Sit your chair as I cut your hair. Tell you your future.
All right, well, here we are. This is a comfy chair, so... What is my future?
I kill you.
What?
Oh, I killed three people today. Now it's time to close shop and get a haircut from my friend.
An hour later.
Hello? Anyone here? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Gobble! I am here, Gobble!
Oh, are you also a Barbazologist?
No, siree! I'm Chip Feingold, the Gobblezologist.
Gobblezologist. Whoa!
Gobble. Hello, Mr. Gobblezologist. Could you give me a haircut?
You no knee, Gobble.
Me no knee?
Nay. Now sit down here and let me tell you your future, Gobble.
Okay, this sounds fun. I sit in chair. Tell me, Gobblezologist, what is my future?
Well, let me take a look. I'm going to kill you, Gobble!
Whoa!
Look at me! I'm sorry.
Barbazologist!
Genius.
And thus ends another episode of the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo, whoop-de-doo.
click 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 click